chain and about this escalation from body, mind, soul, in the terms that us today, especially people from modern or new age environment, understand very easily or quite easily. Was it in the those same terms that the teaching of Maulana Shahadat, if there was a teaching about these practices, was it in those same terms? If not, how was it? On which level was the teaching?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نويت الأربعين نويت الاعتكاف لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد A question about teachings of meditation and what Grand Sheikh teaching about this subject, or else what he was, if not what he was.
Not what he was teaching.
What he was teaching. Every wali has his way of teaching. As soon as he is given the secret, he chooses the way according to the time that he is in and according to the situation where he is, his time and place. According to this, the teaching, his teachings take into consideration. And if you are asking me that question, I can say that yes, Grand Sheikh's teachings are very well to the point of the meaning of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the biggest rewards, or he usually speaks about the how big the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are open for his mercy, the manifestation of his mercy on his servants. It's from that angle. And how much it is important, the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the love of awliya, and how far the awliya depend on their levels can take the murid to the highest level of highest level that they can secure it for him or for her, regardless of what the murid is doing well or not doing well. And they raise the murid up to that level and they open these doors of knowledge that we never heard it in a book or from a teacher. And he was like a fountain of knowledge. So when you speak about that وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ, above every knower there is a knower, when you see that in any books you read of any scholar or any wali before came, actually there are not all of them, but majority of those who their students consider them awliya Allah, but there are many though who has that high level, Maulana takes you that to that journey. Grand Sheikh takes you to that journey of very high level of teachings not teachings, is giving you as if you are living there and make you to feel that you are in that presence, which if you wanted to work through normal ways, it will take you thousands of years, might be, to achieve that. So they cross with you the bridge that go over all these knowledges in a short time, take you over a bridge or fly you like a rocket to reach from one shore to another shore. So his teaching was of that kind of level. Never I saw, I heard Granshe going to the basic teachings. Never. Whenever he been asked a question of basic teachings, he say, "Oh, there is a mufti in the Damascus. Go to that mufti. Ask him. I'm not here to answer you these questions. I am here to reveal what is in my heart of these knowledges that I am taking from the heart of Prophet immediately. There is no disconnection. It's always plugged there. 24 hours, at any moment he sees someone, he speaks. He doesn't mind, as I said yesterday, who is sitting in front. Might be sitting in front high level intellectual people or low level intellectual people. He will speak. He's speaking to the soul. He's not speaking to the body. The body can the soul can understand. And the soul has a specialty that the body does not have. The body has it, but in a limited way. Like today, you have everything you want to register or you want to save, you tape it. Put it on a tape or put it on an audio or videos, no? The body has a limited capacity or capability of taping information, because after a while he lose it, or if he heard it from you, he cannot repeat it. The mind cannot repeat all what you have said. But the soul has the capacity of and capability of taping computer in front of the power of the soul or the spirit in the or the heart is helpless in his information, in the information of computer, is nothing compared to the computer of the spirit or the soul. How many million, how you call it in computer, gigabytes? The biggest now is what?
Terabytes.
What?
Terabytes.
Terabytes? And how many terabytes a computer can take? Whatever, it will be like a drop of an ocean in the power of the soul. So the soul can download you, or absorb information that if you count all computers of the world together, add them together, how huge, more than become terabytes. No power to say how much they are together, that they have. Still this power of the soul and spirit is bigger for one person. So, Grand Sheikh always his vision or his goal, speaking to the soul. For the soul to absorb that information and upload it, you say, to put it in, and it become it's become uploaded to that computer of the spirit, which is the heart. But you don't have the password. They don't give you the password to bring it out when you need it. Because when they say something from that level, the spirit and the soul absorb it, so it is inside now, when it is inside, it raises you, like when you blow in a balloon, you blow, like, for example, air, it doesn't fly, doesn't rise. But when you blow helium, it rises. Because the weight or the density of the helium is lighter than the one of the air. So it rises. So what they give you a information that makes you to fly. That power, that if we can take the example of helium and air, so it will fill you with helium, the same size. You fill it, a balloon with helium, and fill it with air. Air doesn't move, but helium does move. So awliya Allah, the level of their talks between one and the other is like helium to air, or like helium to a more heavier than air also weight. That cannot even the balloon with air, you can at least push it up, it goes. But there are gases, or there are or some awliya from a certain level, they fill you, but the power of rising is impossible. Even if you push the balloon, it's impossible, because they teach you they are interested. They are sincere, they are not that yet the level of awliya, but they are the level of sincerity. So, like the difference between normal scholar and awliya Allah. So one, they cannot uplift the balloon, one, the balloon will be rising by itself. So that kind of knowledge that Grand Sheikh, and of course Maulana Sheikh Nazim is inheriting these knowledges, but the question was about Grand Sheikh, so that's why I'm answering from there. So that kind of knowledge, you cannot find it everywhere. So when he put it in the, he knows that for your mind you are not going to absorb it, but he's speaking to the soul, so it absorb it and push you up. So when you can find this knowledge, when you attain the level of sainthood. If you don't attain the level of sainthood in dunya, you will get that knowledge in the grave. And there you see everything that he put in your heart and how he raised you in that time, you will see its effect in the grave and then in judgment day. So awliya Allah, with that kind of knowledge, when you are at that level of knowledge, you don't go to the children level. You don't go to the basic ones. You see a huge difference. Someone teaching a university to student for PhD, and someone teaching in the kindergarten. So, or you are teaching in a high school. There is a huge difference there. So the one who is teaching PhD, he is not necessary to go to the level of the high school. And when you are in a class of PhD and coming and teach you PhD, high school, for what? What is the benefit? There is no benefit, because you are at that level there. And that's why it depends how the sheikh in his time and in his place, what he needs to teach, and he will know the importance of his teachings, how it affects the people. So that explanation, I think it gives you an idea of the greatness of the teaching that Maulana Grand Sheikh was teaching. That's why I remember from my uncle, Sheikh Mukhtar, who used to attend his, my uncle, I have two uncles, one of them is the head of the fatwa religious affair in Lebanon. Now he passed away. And the other one is the head of the Muslim scholars. And they used to sit in his association, and they said whatever they read of books and whatever they studied in Azhar, and they are big ulama of Lebanon, they never heard something like what Grand Sheikh was saying. It's something beyond mind. It's so deep in tasawwuf and so deep in knowledge. Even the at that time, the Grand Mufti of Lebanon, I'm speaking now, might be 70 years back or 80 years back. The Grand Mufti of Lebanon, Sheikh, at that time, now the name is not coming, before the independence, in any case, from the family of Hibri. His family, but I'm not remembering his small name. Might be Abdul Aziz, huh? Something like Abdul Wahab. Grand Sheikh's daughter was married, Madiha was married to him, to the Grand Mufti of Lebanon. That's like 8 years old. She died around 100. So, last year she died. So, Grand Sheikh, when he used to come to Beirut at that time, the Grand Mufti and all the religious sheikhs of Lebanon come sit in his association and listen to him. And he gives them this kind of knowledge that make them stunned. They don't know what to do, to say. They never thought about it. They never read in a book. But they know through their, because they are religious people, they know that they're sheikhs, they are scholars. They know that this is some kind of very high realities, haqqaiq. So when you are at that level of teaching, you don't go to the high school teaching, or the intermediary class teaching, or the kindergarten teaching. You are giving knowledge that it is hidden, and bringing it from the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, giving it directly. Drink it. So why you have to go to the river and put water tank there, and boil it, clean it, and come bring it and drink it? It's ready, I am giving it to you already. So why you have to go to? So that is the way of Grand Sheikh. So for him, meditation is not of a value at that time, because he was giving you from the real source that people that they spend their lives in meditation in order to reach might be to smell that realities that Grand Sheikh was giving. So that's why he only was, his focus was only on that knowledge, and Rabita is the connection with the Sheikh and connect your heart with him. And at before Fajr time, by half an hour or 1 hour, he used to say to wake up and sit and make Rabita. So meditation is something that connect us through the different levels. And that's why when Prophet ﷺ passed by Sayyidina Abu Huraira and asked him, Ya Abu Huraira, what is the when you read the verse of Holy Quran, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, this is a meditation. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and after you are preparing yourself by zikrullah, you come to the level of tafakkur, which is what? Huh? This Holy Quran or not? So it's mentioned or not? It is mentioned. So he asked him, and Sayyidina Abu Huraira answered that, well, I think about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, تَفَكُّرُ سَاعَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عِبَادَةِ سَنَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عِبَادَةِ يَوْمٍ, Sayyidina Abu Huraira. Then he passed by Ibn Abbas and he said, "Ya Ibn Abbas, what is the meaning? What you think about when you recite this ayah?" And he said, "Ya Sayyidi, Ya Rasulullah, I think about the greatness of this universe. Look at the stars, how Allah put subhanahu wa ta'ala the stars, the constellations, the planets, earth, moon, sun. I see that huge thing that I cannot imagine. So I think about that too much." He said, "Tafakkur sa'atin khayrun min ibadati sana." To remember that it's better than worshipping, or you will be rewarded like a worshipping of a year. And the first one was like worshipping of one day. Then he passed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and said, "Ya Abu Bakr, when you read that verse, what you... He said, "Ya Sayyidi, Ya Rasulullah, when I read that verse, I feel that the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much He created of a human being and how much they are running away, I feel bad for that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me to face the flame of hellfire in order no one will be facing it except me and everyone will be saved." He said meditation like that, tafakkur like that, is khayrun min ibadati sab'ina sana. Better than, you will be rewarded more than 70 years of worship. Depend on the way of you look at things. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira was one day, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas, 1 year, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, 70 years. So meditation will take you, but when you meditation is like that, you begin these are the beats. You begin with the first, second, you go one level after one level. If someone is going taking you to this end of the other side, means you don't need to cross the shore. He takes you directly from the other side of the shore, bring you the knowledge there and fly you there. So for him, it's becoming for no reason to, he's taking you there directly. So that's why in Grand Sheikh's time, the meditation was not the focus. What was before? It was a teaching and a basic for people to do it. And because also the people who used to come to Maulana Sheikh are all from the same area. From the near, in Damascus. Only once a year from Aleppo, Sheikh Hussein used to come with his, like a pilgrimage to Grand Sheikh, with 40, 50 people, and they sit for 2 weeks there, and then they go back. So those people who are sitting with the Sheikh directly, when they want to meditate, well, they are there. They meditate immediately, directly, by their looking at him, and they connecting their heart with him. He's there with them physically. That's why Sahaba with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were with him. So the meditation is physically, and meditation is with open eyes even, because they live with him in every moment. So, but with when Grand Sheikh passed and gave the inheritance to Maulana Sheikh Nazim, Maulana Sheikh Nazim has broadened the scope of the tariqah, and it became worldwide. So how people come here? They cannot anymore. So that's where the importance of meditation is. Because you cannot be with the Shia physically. So you need from far away to meditate with him in order that he will take you to the right way, to what you need to be guided. So it's important to with Maulana Sheikh Nazim is that he inherited that knowledge, but he's seeing there is no containers. People's hearts are not like in Grand Sheikh's time, people ready to listen to this high level of information. That's why Maulana Sheikh Nazim always he gives you according to what you can take. And what is the... because there are two different race or two different... many different cultures comes to him. So, like Grand Sheikh was not talking to different cultures, was talking only to the Shamdak culture. There is nothing else. But to those people who are either ulama or scholar or very well based in Sharia, very well based in Tariqa, and so on. So he speaks to them and he empty. But now Maulana Sheikh Nazim, near time of Mahdi alayhi salam, ignorance has to fill up the world. So that's why you see Maulana Sheikh Nazim changed his teaching from teaching was inherited from Grand Sheikh. And he was giving it at the beginning of that time, in the 60s and in the 70s. And now it's different. Now, because ignorance has to fill the earth, so that's why I read one of his, they sent one of his lecture on the email. He said that will be two-thirds will be running away, one-third will be left. And then he said 50 people will be left, is not? A big test is coming, 50 people will be left. So, now what is necessary then? Is necessary to, since you are in Canada here, or the other one in America, or the other one in Australia, the other one in Malaysia or Indonesia, or you, how do you want to reach? That's why it's necessary now to reach Maulana Sheikh Nazim through meditation, means knowing him and make rabita and connection to him. From anywhere you are, you connect with him. So you see the timing and the place differs now from the Grand Sheikh's time. So now it is important because you are far, so you have to connect your heart with him and meditate through him to Prophet and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The focus before was more on bringing you that knowledge on a golden plate. So what you needed, and you don't need it at that time. Now you cannot get it. And Maulana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah give him long life, most of his suhbah is addressed because too many cultures, too many people from too many backgrounds, he has to speak something general. So mostly on e-book. No more on the... I remember in Grand Sheikh times, no one asked to be called himself a representative or Khalifa or anything. Nothing. No one. And only those who had permission of teaching was Sheikh Hussain and Maulana Sheikh Nazim. Because they used to travel, they are far away. But the rest, there was nothing like what you have today. Today, you have every corner of the street, you have one shop. For initiation, and what? And Rabita, teachings, representative, Khalifa, selling permissions to make tariqah and so on. You look website. You look on the internet. Every corner of the internet, you see a website. And all of them, they take it back to Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, and all of it, many of it, are wrong. So many of it put doubts, puts teaching that we never heard. It is their own teaching. So they put it there, they put it there, they put it there. But it's good, there is hikmah out of it, because it will spread the name of Mawlana Sheikh and it spread the barakah of the tariqah, which is also what we call it, wilayat, maqam al-tabarruk. It's a level of blessing, to spread that blessings of tariqah, which is okay. But maqam al-wilayah, the sainthood level, you don't find them on the internet. These thousands of representatives around the world, I don't. There is a big difference. And today, in every culture, the culture make changes on the way they understand tasawwuf or Mawlana Sheikh's teaching, is not? So according to their culture, they have to make to people to accept. So they begin to blend in things that people likes it. And that's why you see from one country to another country, the teaching changes. But all of them, they end up with Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, alhamdulillah, it's okay. And today in the West, there is a lot of the New Age. So New Age, to get them tariqah, you have to give them what they feel that they know, or that teaching that they have built themselves on, and it is meditation. That's what they understand, is not? They don't understand something else. So from meditation, you build them up to go to understanding of Mawlana Sheikh Nazim and Grand Sheikh. ومن الله التوفيق وحرمة الفاتحة.